Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
Yes. I called my bank. I mean, you said, and about my direct deposit. And they, my wife talked to somebody with Paul earlier today. And they said that the check has been deposited into the bank. And the bank said that it's nothing.
They don't have
anything in the. I'm sorry. They don't have anything
pending.
Okay, can you provide your zip code for me?
94541.
And your first and last name?
February 11, 1963.
I said your first and last name.
I'm sorry?
I said your first and last name.
Jose Jimenez.
And you said 94541?
Yes.
How do you spell your first name?
Jose, J-O-S-E.
J-O-S-E?
J-O-S-E.
Your last name for me.
Repeat.
Can you repeat, please?
Your last name.
Jimenez.
Jimenez.
Can you spell it for me? Your last name.
J-I-M-E-N-E-Z.
Is the phone number the same on file that you set count up with?
No.
No.
What's the phone number?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You
don't
know your phone number?
A phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's 510-461-5892.
Give me 1 second. You said 517-461-58?
No,
510-461-5892.
Repeat the whole number for me. 517-460.
Okay, 510.
Oh, 560.
Yes.
No.
461-6892.
She got the area code wrong. Let's get out of here.
You said 510-460.
No, 461.
I'm not showing an account for you in the system. I use your phone number. I try using your zip code, and I also use your first and last name.
Okay, my phone number is 510-461-6892.
You saying 58 or 68?
She's so stupid.
510-461-6892.
I'm still not putting up an account with that phone number.
Do the 750-6152.
What are you saying?
You didn't apply to Social Security with that number.
That's the new number. What do you want me to do? I mean, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
So what, do you need anything?
I'm not putting up an account. I tried using your phone number, your first and last name. I use your zip code. Can you provide
the zip code is 94541.
I'm still not putting up an account with that zip. Come out, Kingston. Come out.
Hello? Hello?